The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is investing in fractional real estate. But before we get started, I want to touch base with you guys. I know the podcast has been a little disjointed recently. We've been traveling, and it's always really hard sometimes to operate the podcast, record things out of suitcases and so forth. So it's so funny. We drove out to Tennessee and moved here August 15th. And a couple weeks later, we basically hopped on a plane and flew back to SoCal to experience two amazing events, one of which was the birth of my granddaughter from my daughter Ariana, and this is just the sweetest little girl you could ever imagine, Selah Monet, and she is just a sweetie. I tell you, that was just an amazing event, and we just it's so hard to come back to Tennessee, especially after just being there and being with my daughter and son-in-law and their beautiful baby. And then, if that wasn't enough, my son Elijah got married during that same 30-day period that we're back in Southern California. So we had a new baby in the family, and we had a marriage, and wow, it was just a doubleheader there. So we're traveling, trying to do the podcast as best as I could. Sometimes I couldn't do a podcast, and I throw in a best of, and I like the best ofs. There's shows that I love to listen to, some of my favorites. But at the same time, you know, I know that people want new content and more current content. So thanks for sticking it out with us. We're trying to get back on track here for the end of the year. So anyway, that's just kind of what's been going on. Also, I know that sound quality was a little off because I either had to use like the speaker in my laptop. I couldn't use the regular studio mic, and just all kinds of crazy stuff. So thanks for sticking it out with us, guys. And hey, I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope your real estate efforts are just going crazy. I'll tell you, a lot of tough things going on in the economy, but real estate is certainly holding its own. And I think those of you that have made the decision to get involved with real estate investing, I think you've made a good choice there. So anyway, let's get into our topic, investing in fractional real estate. Now, as I've mentioned numerous times on this podcast, real estate is one of the best ways to significantly increase your passive income, if not the best way. But it usually comes with an upfront cost. So buying a rental property, that costs money, some serious capital you have to come up with. And even if it's just a single family home. And not everyone has the cash on hand to buy a home or invest in an apartment building or participate in a syndication. But there are some other options out there, and I'm trying to share those with you. This is actually a new area that I was not familiar with, actually, and it's called fractional real estate investing. And if you want to get started in real estate and investing but don't have the capital, fractional real estate investing, kind of like crowdfunding but not like crowdfunding, might be worth considering. But it's an area that, you know, definitely has pros and cons, and it's sort of a relatively new methodology of investing. What is it, and how does it work? Well, fractional real estate investing is when many different investors split the cost of a property among themselves. Now, I know that sounds like syndication, but listen up. Sometimes they may be called shareholders, depending on the exact legal arrangement. You might see the concept used for other things too, fractional investments in private jets or sport cars. Partial ownership gives you a stake in the real estate and makes you a part owner. Now, fractional real estate investing can differ depending on the group of investors or organization you're investing with. Now, fractional real estate may mean that you get an actual deed and equity in the property, but it may also mean that you just buy shares in a property. I know this sounds a little disjointed. In the latter case, the property is typically operated by a management firm, making it more of a turnkey operation for owners. Now, I know this is probably sounding more and more like syndication or maybe even crowdfunding, but it's not. In some cases, and unlike crowdfunding, your fractional ownership interest may even entitle you, get this, to stay in the property, say for a vacation, because you are, in fact, a part owner of this property. You may even hold a deed. So in other cases, you can invest in the properties with no intent to actually stay in them. Either case, you can enjoy the benefits of ownership while someone else does the heavy lifting or managing of the property and preparing it for the next guest, for example, if it's in the vacation short-term rental area, for example. If you're looking for more hands-on, you can take ownership and manage it yourself. You could actually find a property, and maybe you want to rent it out as an Airbnb or VRBO, and use it maybe as a retreat for your family when it's unoccupied. And again, you know, maybe even sounds a little bit more like a timeshare, but it's not a timeshare. It's far removed from a timeshare. And that just grants you, use of a property for one specific time of the year. Now, there are a number of companies in this fractional real estate market, but they are, I would say, relatively new. They have kind of shorter track records, so it's hard to really know exactly, you know, how successful you can be in this area. But some have been around a little bit longer than others, and at least have something you can reference as you're doing your due diligence. Some of the popular sites in this space include companies such as Arrived, Ember, Fintor, or Equity Estates. Those are some of the bigger players there. Each offers its own version of fractional real estate investing that might be more in line with your specific investment needs and goals. And there'll be links to these that I've just mentioned as well, so that you can dig in a little deeper as to what the requirements are and so forth. If a property is carved up in many shares and then securitized, the number may be based on how many shareholders are willing to put money into the home. You know, that could be 10, 20 or more. For homes that are purely a financial investment, properties could be sliced up into any number of shares and sold to investors. So you may want to look for the setup that meets your needs. Of course, if you have limited funds and simply want to own a financial interest in real estate, then going with a real estate trust, a REIT, or investing in crowdfunding are also great options. But this has other benefits. And so let me just give you some of those up front. One of them is it's a lower barrier to entry. Rather than come up with a significant down payment yourself, you can split the cost among a few investors. If you have enough people, you can buy the property outright in cash and avoid, you know, these increasing mortgage rates altogether and just own it outright. Another advantage is the vacation home aspect. If you're looking for maybe a vacation home that you can visit when you'd like, fractional real estate can give you that choice. You may have to make some, you know, compromises and conditions, but if you're on the deed and own part of the property, you have the freedom to use it almost as you wish. Another advantage is passive income. If you and your other shareholders agree to terms, you can set up the home as its own vacation rental, manage it yourself, or even hire a professional management company. This setup could get your original investment back, plus become your side hustle or passive income generator. Another advantage is lower investment burden. Sites, as I mentioned, as Arrived, Ember, Fintor, and others may let you start investing in fractional real estate with as little as $5 or maybe $100, but it could be more depending on the company. In that situation, you don't have the chance to use the home as your own, but you can still enjoy the financial benefits of ownership. So they don't all provide you that opportunity to use it as a vacation rental necessarily, but there are those that do. Alternately, other platforms may require a higher upfront cost, but still much less than a traditional purchase of real estate. And you may get to live in it, in the property as well as a short-term vacation rental. Another benefit is that you're not doing it alone. If you're worried about taking on an extra property to manage, splitting that responsibility with someone else lessens the burden. You can split up the responsibilities as well. All of this gives you the chance to invest in a property without taking as much risk as you would on your own. Now, those are just some of the advantages of fractional real estate investing, but of course, there are some drawbacks, and like any investment, it does, you know, have its downsides. Harder to finance, definitely. Financing a home with many investors isn't the same as financing a single family home for a couple. Mortgages are usually made for one or two people, not many. Fractional real estate is easiest when you buy the property outright in cash. And with interest rates going up, this is making fractional real estate even more appealing to investors because they don't have to deal with the higher mortgage payments with these, because if you get enough investors, you can do it in cash. Another downside is potentially unknown co-owners. Now, if you're using a fractional real estate company like some we've mentioned to facilitate the purchase and manage the property, you're probably getting into it with many buyers who you don't know. That could create headaches down the road if disputes arise about who owns what and more. Another area is costs. If you're having a manager operate the property, you'll want to understand how much you're paying and what potential fees you'll be liable for. Even if this is more of a financial transaction and you own shares, you'll still need to understand what the fee structure is. And that's really key as you look at these, because the fees can be a deterrent. It's not unusual for an asset manager to take 1% cut on the sale or disposition of a property, and you may also be charged for ongoing management of those assets depending on the arrangement. That also happens, of course, with syndications. It's vital that you understand the fees and what you'll have to pay. And while you're at it, you want to investigate how you can exit the investment. Do you have to hold it for a certain period of time? And when you can exit, you know, what are the fees associated with that? Another downside is less control. One of the perks of buying your own property is deciding what is best for yourself. When you share that property with other people, you lose out on some of that control. The more shareholders or owners in the mix, the less say you get in how a property is managed. So, you know, looking at it overall here, you know, who should invest in fractional real estate? Fractional real estate is really best for, a few different groups here. I would say those looking for a break into real estate investing for the first time. If you want to get your foot in the door with a little bit of cash and not a ton of experience, fractional real estate investing might be a good way to get started. other folks that it might appeal to are you know, experienced buyers looking for a non-primary property. Buying a home with other people means you split ownership. Only go this route if you don't plan to live in the home. Another group, investors who have done their homework, you know, scour different fractional real estate investing sites to see which ones have insight into neighborhoods and locations you're exploring. So you may notice, you know, one of these groups that I looked at specializes in the South, places like Tennessee and Florida and Georgia and so forth, Alabama. You know, those may be markets that you're already interested in. So you've been, you know, looking at good markets to invest, and they may invest in those markets as well. So some of these fractional real estate startups are you know, based in specific cities or regions. Now, that could also be limiting, too, to where you buy. They may not be in an area that is of interest to you. But even if there's a lower barrier to entry, you can still do your due diligence and find the best company to go with before you buy. And in some cases, you might invest fractionally without the help of a company. So, you know, you're putting in $5 or $10, $50 or $100 or what have you. It may not be a major investment, but it's a good way to learn and to track, you know, what the people managing that particular property, you know, are doing and how it's done, and you'd learn a lot about the process. So anyway, I know I just kind of glazed over it. There's a lot of details here that you can find out. I would say by, if you're really interested, go to some of the companies that I mentioned, click on the link in our show notes, and you can find out what the options are available, what's required for participation. Fractional real estate investing is another low-cost way to boost your passive income and break into real estate investing if you've been waiting for that opportunity. It's also a great option for investors with limited funds who don't want the burden of owning and maintaining an extra property. You know, but it does come with a little bit of work here. Before you fully dive in, you know, calculate the possible returns you could make. Do your due diligence. Make sure you're comfortable with who's managing it and making things happen, and that you're maximizing your investment potential. Well, that's it for now. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, and there are some links here that I would recommend you click on, can be accessed in our detailed show notes in the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Investing in Fractional Real Estate. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.